Yeah, yeah, ooh, ooh, yeah, ooh, ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah, ooh, ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah, ooh.
What would your rapper name be?
I don't know, Lil Biscuit or something. Wait, that's pretty close to Limp Biscuit. I can't do that.
You don't want to do that.
Lil Bisquick. No, no, no.
What would it be, Hollister?
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
No, I was just reading your sweatshirt.
I don't know. What would yours be?
I don't know, but it won't be Lil.
No.
It'd be one word.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, honestly, you probably could just do JKO.
Matrix. Mark X. I don't know.
McQuadron.
It would probably be my initials, yeah. The first thing I have is... Do you ever feel like you want to just have a group of friends, right? Like three or four of you, get in a room, turn the lights off, and just throw darts at each other?
What do you mean by darts? Like a dartboard dart?
Not like a cigarette. Like darts. When, and like you give like two to three to everyone and just turn off the lights and just launch.
I can't say I thought of that specifically.
No? Just me?
No. Yeah. Like the kind, like the ones that would hurt.
Not metal tip, because we're getting a little crazy. These are plastic ones.
Oh.
What's that something you threw darts? Not at someone.
Like the game?
Mm-hmm.
What would that have been? Halloween weekend, I think.
Are you good? Because there's always that random kid that's just...
He is sometimes.
I hate him.
I'm terrible.
Well, you're a lefty. Lefties are suck at everything. It's a low blow.
You know, it has to be like... a genre of racism, right?
Nope.
Okay.
Do you know what?
maybe ableism.
Closer.
Mm-hmm.
But you say that, I just think of Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, no, not him.
Oh.
No.
You didn't get shot in the head.
No.
Not yet?
I think I'm good.
Could you imagine?
Well, for now. I don't know what's going to happen next.
Why did they teach us that so hard in school?
I don't know, like 3 or 4 times.
Of the assassination of it. Like, I don't get it.
And then guess what happened?
Kaboom.
He got shot in the head.
Yeah, why they kept talking about that over and over again.
And now we're going to have a quiz on it. What happened to Abe Lincoln? Got shot in the head. By who? John Wilkes Booth.
Thank you. JWB.
Yep.
In school, what movies were you shown? Not like educational movies, actual movies. What? Hotel Rwanda for me.
I didn't do that. We did.
Okay.
Remember the Titans? Okay. The Outsiders?
Yep, me too.
We did Holes.
For what?
Okay. I think we might have read the book at some point.
Outsiders, we did the book and the movie.
Yeah, that's how we did that too.
Dude, watching movies with a basket took like 2 to 3 days.
Well,
in class.
So we were supposed to watch, apparently there's a Lord of the Flies movie.
Yeah.
We were supposed to watch that, but during that, we watched To Kill a Mockingbird. But during that
we also did, yeah.
During that time, our English teacher got let go or like asked to leave.
Uh-oh.
Because we were in class one day and one of the things, somebody says something about college and he goes, yeah, college was a good time. I'd did some experimenting. Like, I don't know where he just says something like that. We're like, oh, okay. So that was the first blip on the radar for us.
Okay.
Then the next time in our first, I was the first section of the class for the day. And someone asked about one of his tattoos on his arm. Now, to give you more of a background, I should have done this before. He's like a skinny white dude that has a voice like this.
Okay. Like
literally like that.
Related to a Namog.
Yeah. Well, kind of. Yeah. Okay. When we were reading To Kill a Mockingbird, he said that Gregory Peck, the actor for the main guy, is hung up as a poster in his bathroom because he was like his man crush. Meanwhile, this guy was married to a woman.
Okay.
And was like, if you think about it, guys, Gregory Peck sees me naked every day. Says that. And then someone asked about his tattoo. Back to that. I know, I'm a very linear storyteller, as you can tell.
Go.
And... he goes, yeah, some tattoos I regret. If we think about it, I am covered in dicks.
What was the tattoo of?
I don't know.
Oh, he didn't show it to you?
No.
That was on his arm.
I don't remember what that one was, but that it was like a part of it because he would Oh. Half roll up his dress shirt. He's all
covered,
time.
Why is he covered in dicks?
I don't know, but someone in our section said, hey, by the way, he says this. I wonder if he says it in your section. Gets to the next section, they record it, and then someone turns it into the principal.
Record what?
Him saying that again in their section.
About the dicks?
Yes. And then he's asked to leave.
Why'd he say it twice?
I don't know.
What's his problem?
Mm-hmm.
Did your English teacher say the N-word when reading To Kill a yep. Mockingbird?
He also said...
But, like, it was... Is that a... Can they not do that now?
I don't know, but...
Like, he like our teacher disclaimer everything. Yeah. Like, he did the... I mean, but I don't know if you can...
He read it, but, like, the other curse words in it, we read.
Okay.
Out loud. Yeah. Like, we would take turns What's reading.
Dude, what is school like now?
I don't know. Well, so I remember some of the quirky things. My sophomore year English teacher would play Friday, every Friday, on the smart board.
It's Friday.
Rebecca Black.
Shout out Rebecca Black.
Yep. Play that. I remember reading like the Odyssey and having a whole discussion of why Odysseus liked his mom.
Like, I don't know what's being taught in school, what's okay and what's not.
Right.
Because then they ban like Catcher in the Rye or something.
I don't know.
Why are we banning books? It's words. What are we doing?
Well, and then it, not like it really made a difference anyway, because you go in there and you'd go over a list in English class of newly banned books and then you'd read one of them.
Yeah, what?
What was the point of banning?
Were we breaking the law by reading a banned book?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not Harry Potter in that one lock section.
Right, or The Giver.
You're not going to learn dark magic, yeah.
Or Fahrenheit 451. That's more of what I was thinking of.
Bad movie. Dude, being a teacher's got suck now. Mm-hmm. You can't say anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's kind of funny because sometimes you get subs that were ex-teachers there.
Yeah.
And they don't care.
Oh, why would you care?
Right.
We had a teacher that got fired at our high school because he showed like a pro-Trump or Hillary video. Mm. But the next day he was going to show the opposite side.
Oh, so they just
apparently. Didn't. But he did one of the other, I remember. It was 2016. And then they fired him instantly. And then he protested outside the school for like weeks.
Yeah.
Just sitting in a chair with like a tape over his mouth.
Yeah. Well, that kind of goes with this thing I see a lot where our generation.
I think I'm more in college.
Yeah, well, like our generation, well, like that guy by the marquee all the time.
The abortion guy?
Yeah.
Dude, he's like 50s.
People would actually argue with him. Yeah. Which is probably normal. His random 50-year-old
goes to on campus and just starts debating abortion, which...
Yeah, which is probably... It
do
is,
whatever you want, but like, dude, go fish.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, I probably shouldn't say that. Like, I understand why people are arguing, but us, we just pass. Like,
well, okay. It's another thing. The people that stop, like, don't you have class?
Right.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I also wrote down here, skateboard behind cars. And what I meant by that is I want to bring back the kids that would skateboard and hold onto a truck on the street, like Back to the Future style, to go somewhere. Yeah. You can't do that now.
So where I'm from is a little harder because it's more rural.
Yeah.
But probably where you're from, you could do that through neighborhoods and stuff.
But like now, if you're driving like a truck or a car and you see that, you're probably freaking the fuck out for a second, right? No one's going to allow you to do that. But I was watching some Back to the Future clip. I'm like, that was so cool.
Yeah.
Can we go back to that?
I wish. What else would you go back to?
Flip phones. Yep. I would throw this in the ocean. Yep.
No, I want my slide phone back. The one you slide up is the full keyboard.
It's the one you turn your phone over and slide?
Yes. And it's a full like width keyboard.
The clicking noise.
And then And then there's the the normal front face look with like the number pad.
I want a flip phone where I can text, but my fingers are too big for the buttons, so I text multiple letters and get mad. I want to feel that feeling again. You know what I mean?
Which is they still sell flip phones too, which is so like.
Well, it's for they're like burner, you know.
Yeah.
Jason Bourne just.
Yeah, that's true.
Throw them away. How much are they?
Not much.
Do they pay like a monthly plan?
I don't know how that works. You know, unless it's like one of those like pay by minutes again.
Oh my God, that was brutal.
I remember so right before I had an actual phone trying to text people, I had this app called Text Plus and you had so many free texts before you had to pay. It was like iPod Touch Picto Chat.
Remember when you didn't have unlimited data?
Mm-hmm.
When did that switch? I think all phone companies like, we just added in. This is ridiculous.
I mean, it would high school.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Would have been like
we had to use Wi-Fi and can use data.
Mm-hmm. I remember like our family had 15 gigs of data.
I don't remember the number, but yeah. But do you like, New Year's resolutions? It's January 1st of recording.
Yeah.
I think they're stupid, so no.
I wouldn't necessarily say resolutions strictly because it's New Year, but I have goals I've had starting before now if I want to keep up through the year.
Oh, okay.
Probably go to the gym more.
Okay, anything not basic?
Okay. Overall, which this is still basic, I want to like scale down phone use as much as I can. That and then money, 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 money.
Just like invent something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me do that quick. Well, with my major, I can try to make an app of some sort, but what, you know?
Yeah, right. How do people invent shit anymore?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
There's too much
stuff. What's next? Time travel? Like, what else? Right. Ranch.
Are dressing, you about it? Dressing or house style?
The condiment.
No.
With pizza? Do you eat ranch with pizza? Thank the fuck.
No.
Who the... Why? What are we doing? That is so freaking disgusting.
I don't get it. One, I told
who
you...
Who just squirts ranch and just dips...
Or I've seen a lot of people like fold it and then scoop the pizza into the ranch and then eat it.
There's a puddle of ranch?
Yes. Or a cup. Like the cups of ranch. I don't know. I'm not a huge ranch person either. Now, if it's on a sandwich, I won't mind it as much if it already comes on it, but I'm not going to order it with it.
I think ranch is so freaking gross. No. I'll take it back. I just hate how people love ranch so much.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I just like, whatever. You don't have to like on pizza.
Yeah, I feel like there aren't a whole lot of, it's either I love it or I hate it.
Complete pivot from ranch. Although both are disgusting. Grinding at stances.
No. Well.
What was that? Is this still happening? Or
I think
kids
so.
Grinding?
I don't know. Actually, I think so. Because like my sister.
Where did it start?
I don't know. It's got to be the 90s.
Because it was like just not a thing ever, but only a prom or homecoming. Everyone's just sitting there. I'm like, what are we doing?
I will say.
It looks so weird.
I think grinding has always been a thing, but when did it become a circle?
Dude, it was like a circle of 10 kids, five dudes, five females. Just
why are you looking at
back,
each other?
Going back and forth, just staring at each other. Like, what are we, what?
Yes.
Also, doesn't matter in the song.
No.
Everyone.
Okay, the only time it does matter is when Cha Cha Slide comes on, then it will disperse.
I mean, it's Cha Cha Slide.
Exactly.
Fire.
But, yeah, no, I don't understand that because I went to several homecomings and then like, I had one prom because COVID canceled one.
Yeah.
It was a thing at every single one of them. And every single time, whenever I went with my friends, we just sat on the outside. And there's, you know, there is a good amount of people on the outside, but this circle was, I mean, the width of a basketball court. Not lengthwise, but width. So that's like 30 people in just a circle looking at each other.
As like a teacher or supervisor, you just walk like...
Exactly.
So many bad stories have happened too.
What do you mean?
Of dudes like finishing.
Which is so weird too. Have you ever understood that?
How do you do that?
I don't know. There's no way.
The mind's powerful, but what the...
no way... I mean,
and then people chafe real bad.
Might be TMI, but I can't even think of a time I've ever gotten close from contact like that.
Without any.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't. No, it's not TMI. Have you seen the internet?
Sure.
Yeah. Hawk 2 was a thing.
My mother watches this stuff. So.
Does she?
Yep.
What's her name?
Aaron.
Why are you whispering, you weirdo?
It's Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Yeah.
It's just like a different personality of the school of people. It's just different. Because you're all like chilling, and then as soon as that, everyone changes, and we're just sitting there just,
yeah.
How do I do that? Just back and forth.
Well, you go back to school Monday, and it's like, oh, hey, how's it going? Oh, I just saw you throwing some back on the dude.
And it's not even that, like, I mean, it's just, I don't know. What is going on? I don't know.
Imagine what goes through the teachers and chaperones' heads as they see, like, these students that are, don't talk in class, grinding in a circle.
And then talk about, like, a B you got on a test.
Yep.
I'm not saying it's super gross or excessive. I'm just think it's weird.
Yeah.
And it's not like impressive of a dance. Well, it's just I don't know. Like, what's the goal?
Yeah. Well, and this might just be me. I don't know. But especially at the age I'm at and then seeing my sister who's like senior in high school.
Okay.
All these kids seem either really small or young. And so I can't imagine what a teacher thinks when they look at all these kids to them.
Also, just probably reeks in that gym.
Yeah. But, well,
I've also seen people grind and they're sweating. Dudes, obviously. Just loads of sweat and just not stopping. I'm like, what? Do you,
like a two forms of pressure there.
Do you, when's the last wedding you went to?
Actually, this last fall.
Are you a big dancer?
No.
Me either. I will hitch it when I'm, so if I have to get, so if the dance floor is here and I'm here and I need to get here, I'll hitch it all the way through. Kind of think it's funny.
Yeah.
And then I'll end it. But yeah, I don't.
I'm
having a good time. I just don't need to go in there.
I think it'd be different if it was any of your guys' weddings.
Oh. Well,
I think it'd be different.
We're not going to be close to sober.
Correct.
Yeah.
But.
And if it's one of our weddings, Aux is going to be fire. Definitely some Timberlake in there and Neo and for sure. Pitbull.
Yep. No, I don't. I can't. I've never been to a wedding. And I've been like obviously family weddings, whatever. That I can say I've ever really been into it.
I've also, I'm ready for, I'm 23. Holy shit. Forgot my age.
You're 0-2. Yeah. 0-1.
Yeah.
0-1. Yeah.
5 months before 9/11. So I'm ready for friends to get married.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have a time. I love weddings. Weddings are great.
Yeah.
Some are weird, but some people sometimes like it's only time the bride and groom. Or whatever, whoever's getting married, to be selfish of who they invite.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they fuck it up.
Yeah.
They send pity invites because, like, we think you, but like, we don't want you. Like,
yeah.
Be selfish about who you're inviting. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm ready to just have
it. Tear it up.
So much. Exactly.
Tear up the bar.
The last three weddings I've been at, all open bars. Oh my God. If you don't open bar your wedding, I'm just not. I'm not going. If you're not a close friend, you don't open bar, I'm not going.
Yeah. It's a little different, too, because I've only been in one wedding since I've been 21.
Open bar?
Yes.
Did you hammer it, or was it whose wedding? No, name it. Just like relative, family friend?
Significant other's friend.
At the time?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Were they your age?
Yes.
Yeah. It's not going to end up well, respectfully.
Well, I mean.
Well.
I think it was a nice wedding.
How old
it
are you,
wasn't 21? Like, yeah. It was a nice wedding.
Could you imagine getting married at 21?
No. And so I've been, as I get older, I feel like everyone does this, but you compare where you're at compared to where your parents were at that age.
Right. It's both different. But yeah.
My parents got together at my age and then got married 23-ish and had me at 25. I don't think, like, it just feels weird to think of that proximity.
Me having a kid in 2 years?
Yes.
No shot. No. If you had a kid right now being born in 3 hours and it's a male, what are you naming it? 3, 2, 1.
That's a weird name.
it's just Scottish. It comes out.
Hush, little. Don't say a word.
It's like a bleep.
Happy birthday to.
What do you name it?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
It's much. Like you name your kid like Philip.
Ew.
Thank you.
I'm not going to say why. Well, I do. I am. I have some bad ties to the Philip name.
Phillips.
I know Philip now. He's fine. But long ago.
You don't have to tell that story. That's okay. What would you name it?
I don't know. What would you? Would you genuinely do a Maximus?
No.
Decimus Meridius type-esque thing? Like a fictional thing?
That's just every solo player video game, and that's the name.
Mm.
So I'm not playing with my son. Get out of here. You're not worth my Valheim character.
Right.
Fuck. I'm also big on letting the female pick, but I'm going to give her a roster.
Right.
I'm going to submit a roster and turn it in and just let her look.
Yeah.
But, she got the whatever. I don't care.
I also, you know, I think it's one of those things, too. You hear the stories of... You know, you have the roster, whatever, but you don't know the name until you see them when they're born.
That's not real.
You don't think so?
They look the same. Mm. Also,
well,
80% of babies, ugly.
Yeah, that's true. Gotta get lucky.
What are we doing? Or like those parents that think their kid's cute and it's not. It's like, do you think it is? Or are you just trying to up his self-esteem for later in life?
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not good on the spot with names. I'd think that up somewhere, but
how much
How?
Okay. It matters so much too.
On your scale,
it does.
On your scale of super basic to super out there, would you be on the like would you find middle ground or middle towards like the 75th percentile
of the weird?
Yeah.
Not weird, but like
don't hear it off.
2 Chainz' name is Daughter Halo. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know.
I'm not doing no AE12
Ash.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of named after your favorite jet. Elon is a really good idea, freak. Mm-hmm. But he's got a weird dude.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Got so much money. He's kind of a genius.
Like when he came out in that rally and the way he's jumping around, give me a flashback to people.
He's just a lizard.
Yeah, he's kind of almost like, remember how people saw Mark Zuckerberg back in his
another lizard
nerdy type look, which he looks completely different now. Have you seen him?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, I think he got like an actual life slash appearance coach.
He's either a lizard or a robot. He's an animal robot. He's a robot animal.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't doubt that he got some sort of, not necessarily PR person, but social interaction coach.
Not to get political, but do you like all the celebrities like going to the rallies? Not like. I just think it's a weird vibe.
I feel like it's cheap.
Yeah.
Like.
Endorsing them is fine, but going to the rallies, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Why? Isn't it supposed to him supposed to be like explaining stuff?
Yeah.
Or him or her, I guess now.
Yeah. But I think part of it is like the way you're trying to get people on your side is hoping that they like the celebrity enough.
They like the actor in movies.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, that's not, they're acting. That's not who they.
Right. And that's not, in my eyes, how politics should be won.
Are rallies supposed to be like just having a time? Or he or her supposed to like explain stuff?
Yeah, are they like pep rallies?
Do you pay to get in?
Ooh, I don't know.
That seems awful. Who are you paying?
Oh, wait. Campaign, maybe.
I don't care who it is, paying to see an elderly woman or man hype you up. Like, what are we, like,
yeah.
It's not a concert, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe you don't pay.
Well, you're there.
I think people camp out and wait.
Well, you're there to listen to someone like rant to themselves, but outwardly.
I just don't. I mean, they work.
Yeah.
I just don't get them.
Yeah.
I don't get them. All right. Oh, the next topic was soldier videos coming home on TikTok.
So good.
Dude, it's always at 11:30 p.m. when I'm trying to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Back to back to back.
Yeah.
I'm not bawling, but I could.
Yeah.
Dude, what the hell?
But they
also want more.
Yeah.
Keep it coming.
Yeah. They almost like heal your soul a little bit. Like, I don't know, something about seeing, like, kids not expecting their dad or someone to come home. Or, dads not expecting their son to come home.
Dude,
seeing those two, like.
Or surprise them in the classroom.
Yep.
Which also, like.
That's how, well, that
I don't want to cry in front of my friends. Well, can we do this outside?
That's happened, I think, twice when I was in elementary.
Oh, it never happened to us.
Yeah, and it was cool. One of them, it was her brother that came back.
Sibling ones are cool.
And that was good. That was cool.
Or the ones where the dad's just waiting at the end of the tunnel for the football player to come out. It's like,
those are cool.
Also, you fucked my whole game up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Either I'm going to play outstanding or play even worse.
Yeah. Well, and not quite the same caliber, but same genre. I get videos, too, of sons or families presenting their dad with their dream car or, like, their favorite car that they gave up when they started the family for money or whatever.
One of those, yeah.
Those are cool, too. I think anything where, like, a parent is surprised pleasantly is nice.
Or that dude that like Ghost finds his lions that he like helped mm-hmm. grow up, and now it's been like 3 years, and they don't know if they're gonna eat him or be welcome. Yeah. And they're like all chill.
Mm.
But also those like animals will, like accidentally punch you, and you're like out for 30 minutes.
Yeah,
that dude that hugs bears and shit.
Yeah,
their claws are this big.
Yeah, I know. How do you like not get accidentally scratched?
How do you seen Revenant?
Yeah,
I've seen that scene one time.
Don't want to watch it again or what?
I just never got. I think it's so legendary that I just don't need to.
Mm.
Just scratching his back. I wish we could get Tom Hardy's in that.
Yeah.
Leo, because mostly Leo being alone trying to not die.
Yeah.
Bring yourself to the Game of Thrones era.
Okay.
And like that city, it's gross. All you eat is bread and soup.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking to myself how I would love to live in that era.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, no, you wouldn't. Could be true. But if I lived there and I didn't know about this, I think I'd have a time.
Yeah, probably. Like if you didn't
Everyone's
know.
Gross. I mean, you don't know it's gross, but I just want to hold a sword.
Yeah.
Could you mean to be like a knight?
That'd be sick.
Or like a dragon rider? I'm not a Targaryen, but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of how I feel though about like Red Dead era.
Also, crime, so easy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of funny though, because it's like, okay, you stole something, you're being beheaded. Like,
well, yeah, you don't get caught.
Yeah.
Oh, it just, thing. Yeah, guillotine. I was thinking about, I'm like, this kind of, I mean, what do you do all day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, legitimately, what would you do?
Hunt.
Mine, like, build.
You, yeah.
Hunt.
Well, you'd think, like, you have to hunt at least once every couple days for food. There's no freezers.
There's, like, a lot of shows and movies that, like, women and children are so thankful for their fathers for hunting. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Going out all day and hunting. They're definitely going out with their boys, just having a time out there.
Yeah.
They'd probably kill something in the first 10 minutes, and they're just chilling, having time.
All right, we'll eat this one. We'll take this one back to our families.
If you, what kind of weapon would you try to master?
Oh, definitely swordsmanship.
So not a bow or like a mace?
Bow would be cool, but
an axe.
You see me swing random stuff around, like.
You want to be a Jedi though?
Well, yeah, because it's a lightsaber.
That bow and arrow would be so cool.
What if you woke up with the Force or something?
I'm not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, and probably only you.
Okay.
And Justin.
Yeah.
Right away.
Yeah.
He can, I'll probably tell him too.
You know, like, guess what? What?
No, Vader. I would drive to you or call you to get here.
I wouldn't believe you at first. Like,
you look for the screen or something?
I'd be like in person and see you do it and be like, yeah, right.
No, I'd be like, yo, can you help me throw your phone for you for a second? You're like, yeah, sure. And just catch in midair. You'd be like,
what would you do with it? The power.
Using the Force in front of people and their jaw dropping is like the funniest shit in the world.
So you'd almost be like a homeless person on a corner and be like, okay, but watch this.
Yeah. Trust me. Would you go to the doctor?
No. I mean, I wouldn't tell anyone.
Would you tell the president? Like, what would you do?
That's true. They'd probably try to make you a soldier.
Okay, I don't want to be Captain America. I would not work for the government. Like, what would you do?
I don't know. Is there any way to make that into money? Like use that as something?
Be the greatest magician of all time.
Work on construction sites. Here, I got you.
Well, yeah, how strong are we talking about? Are we talking about like Force Unleashed, like a whole ship?
Yeah, I don't know.
You like choke someone?
Probably, right? If you have the Force.
Would you just like put a mask on, go to the bank and just destroy every camera, open? I don't know.
It's one of those power in the wrong hands moments.
Would you rather the Force or be Spider-Man?
Spider-Man. I'd rather have like that personal strength like that.
Than mind strength, I guess.
Yeah.
Swinging around would be sick.
Well, you have like
again, X would amount you, of would times you work a job?
I don't know. I feel like I would just go to weightlifting competitions and be like, watch this. Be like some skinny dude. And I wouldn't actually. Well, I tried that once probably.
If you were Spider-Man, you'd go to weightlifting competitions?
Well, just once. Just be like just, some no name that walks in and wins it all.
You'd be tested for every drug on the planet.
Then I'd swing out of there. Ding, ding. I'd probably get better at Rivals.
No, facts, like, dude. It would. It's like in your blood. You know how to use it.
Yeah.
Become number one Spider-Man and Marvel Rivals if you're actually Spider-Man.
You know how little you would probably actually get spider sense in everyday life? You just wouldn't ever
just write that random pencil your coworker throws at you. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. How would you make money off that?
You could try.
Maybe
to
you
get,
do go to the government.
Or you try to be in athletics and just tone it down a little bit so it doesn't look unnatural.
I'd be in the government, but I'd be like Captain America with the government. Like, I don't want to be worked for the government, but I'll if you need me, I'm there.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me take a bat signal for me. And I get paid. I have to get paid for being ready.
Yeah.
Right?
That'd be cool.
Or I just work like,
I'll
work for a city and every time they need me, kind of like the Batman, I just go.
You know what I probably would do? If it's like Tobey Maguire's where it's built in web, right?
Cause yeah, I'm not in a lab creating my own. I'm too lazy for that. I won't do that.
I don't know chemistry like that. But yeah. Say I had that, then I probably go to the government and be like, okay, you can try to make this in a replicable spider silk because
no way.
They actually do that. And then there's one point where they try to make like Kevlar vests, but interwoven with spider silk because it would be tougher.
I think you meant like more Spider-Men.
Like, oh, they probably would do that.
That's what I'm saying. No, I'm the only one.
That's true.
Don't think of my DNA.
Unless we find a way to synthesize it and share it with us.
Hey.
Ooh, I need a suit. We have to make a suit. That's for sure.
I was going to say, that's the first thing. But also, if Holland had a Spider-Man had a kid, do they have Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Has that ever been a
thing? It's in the comics, yeah. Like okay, Mayday Parker or something like that.
Who's Penny Parker?
Spider-Man 2099's era, like future.
Oh, I just know Marvel Rivals, that's it. I don't know. Yeah, but I'm saying, so like Spider-Man makes a kid, they're half Spider-Man?
Yeah.
How'd that work?
I don't know.
Just a weaker Spider-Man?
I don't know. I don't know if it's weaker or not, or if it's just spider DNA.
Or is it like Percy's, you know, some Zeus Percy. Kind of thing?
Yeah. Now, do you think, okay, if you were to have a Spider-Man suit, though, would you make it look anything like?
No.
It'd look completely different?
I'm not going red and blue. I'm making it black.
The no, fuck? But like, would like the eye shape be somewhat similar to what Spider-Man stuff is, or like the logo? I feel like you'd kind of have to.
Who are you getting to make that though?
Unless
government?
Unless you try to make it look like Web Weaver from The Boys.
Sit on cake.
Mm-hmm.
That was the most absurd.
That was terrible.
That seemed worse than the Herogasm.
Yeah.
Well,
okay. Herogasm wasn't as wrong. But that was wrong.
She was getting off to tickling feet.
There's more than that.
I know. I'm just saying that was a part of it.
Yeah.
Herogasm, that scene, I was like, Herogasm, I was laughing.
Yeah, it's like, well, I just imagine, like, that set has to smell rank. Have all these naked people out there.
They weren't naked. They got covers. Well, it depends what's going on. Yeah. But, like, that one dude with the, like, long ass.
Yeah.
Just, like, going around, what's his name?
Frenchie?
No, the other dude.
Oh, MM?
Yeah.
MM?
What the hell is this?
Remember the scene in the start of that where it's the dude that shrinks that goes and it was the other dude?
That's not the Herogasm.
I thought that was the start of it.
That was the start of the season. Second season or third season, yeah. Okay. When they're, yeah.
That
and he sneezes?
Inside view was practical effect.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, the view of the small guy in inside.
Yeah.
That was practical effect. They built a penis tunnel. Like they showed the set photo of the penis tunnel.
Sneezes. Oh my God. He's just in there just. How do you write that?
I don't know. They probably honestly got that from the whole Ant-Man going up Thanos' bum.
He didn't do that.
No, but people were like, well, Ant-Man, it could have just done that and that would have killed Thanos.
That's why I don't fuck with Avengers because there's so many like, oh, he could have just done this.
Done that, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, literally, Chris Pratt being mad about Gamora, had it in hand and just, like, dude, really?
Yeah.
Really?
And then they chalk it up to, I've seen blah, 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 1 million something, something, something futures. This is the only one.
I'm not going down the Marvel hole again. We're still going to Vegas. Fucking unbelievable.
Have to. Hangover. IRL. Everyone says that, but.
No, it doesn't. I mean, you can't get a tiger like that.
No.
No. And that suite they were in, it's like $1 jillion.
$4,000 a night.
Was it really?
Yep. That's doable. If you go like two nights there or a night.
What money you got?
Well, we're going to win it there.
Oh.
And then.
Yeah, right. That's how you're supposed to go. Yeah, I agree.
Also, you know how Zach Galifianakis, right? Alan, he makes 80K in a night. They would have cut him off before that, right? No. Really?
After working a casino, they just keep going. They just keep going.
Yeah, but how can you tell if someone's counting cards?
Oh, that's easy.
Right, but how can you tell?
Yeah, there's a chart.
Huh?
There's a chart. Okay. So, like, if we have, like, I work at a casino surveillance. So if we have suspicions that someone's counting cards, first of all, it's not called cheating. It's called having an advantage over the other players.
Unless everyone's counting.
That's kind of the
yeah
weird thing. You know that one tatted up dude that's like been banned from every casino? He just talks shit. Mm-hmm. He's like wrong about most of it. And also like they've definitely told him at some point, like, hey, don't play this game because you're taking advantage of cheating. Go play a different game. And he's probably just like a dickhead about it.
Oh.
Like they probably, I don't know what he's doing, but either way. Yeah. So everyone in the surveillance knows how to count. We're all taught it. So we go every hand and write a chart what the count is and what his hand is and what he bet and stuff like that. Yeah. And if he's betting more for the count being higher, then we kind of know. But it's not that difficult.
Mm.
I didn't play blackjack though because I was too scared.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I wouldn't.
We need to probably practice before you go on that trip then.
Counting or playing?
Playing.
Or just go to roulette with me.
True.
Get a bunch of people on roulette, you know, just yell and have a time. It's so awesome. And then bet the dealer and they're all happy. Unless you lose a lot. Yeah. Roulette, I made a bunch of money. It's a slot, fucking video poker slot machines. I keep playing like a piano and losing hundreds of dollars. I just can't stop. It's just so addicting.
Ding, 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 ding.
Roulette is like a ball, bet, and slower pace. Yep. That's why you can last longer, but dollar, 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 yep. LLL. It's like, oh, fuck. You go to Vegas.
Yeah.
We also need to play after. We need to prepare.
Yeah. Well, we'll train. Right?
I have a blackjack formula. You could have a card with you.
Oh, really?
So, like, there's a card, what you do with your hand and what the other dealer has. There's a good money card that you can bring to the table and use. It's illegal.
Huh.
But like, you look like a loser.
Oh.
Because if you lose, you're like, haha. You know what I mean?
Before we go, I'm going to buy some really nice sunglasses. I feel like I need those.
Okay.
A nice timepiece.
Okay.
And a nice suit.
That's, yeah, one night you just got,
yeah.
You got to dress like you're rich.
Yeah.
And just bet like play 50 the part. Bucks. Bet like 50 bucks a time.
Pulls up bank accounts. He's like $400. Well,
go to the $3 minimum roulette table. It's the $3 every time.
Oh, the whole Blake Lively stuff. See any of that?
Suing the other actor?
Yeah.
For sexual assault?
Yeah.
After it came out?
Yes. And then he's suing some news outlet for $250 million.
What gives you that number amount?
I don't know.
You know when people sue people like for like what? How'd you get that number?
How often when it's a lawsuit like that, do you think it's the person being like, "I want this much money," or their lawyer being like, "I bet we can get this much money"?
Probably the lawyer. Try it.
So I wonder if the lawyers are.
They
like,
probably know what they can get, but they're shooting forward.
Yeah, so they're like, "Okay, we'll go 250. You can expect 140 out of it."
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then he gets a cut too.
Yeah.
Being a lawyer is going to be so fucking stressful.
Imagine
that is the one job I'm like, I can never see myself ever getting close to do. Like doctor?
Seem, yeah.
Just put your head in a book.
My sister wants to go to law school. Good luck to her.
Daredevil? The fuck?
Imagine being the lawyer, like the law firms in the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp case. That was a couple years.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah.
That was so bad. That case was like, I could do this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That case is so fucking.
Well, there's
what
so
ended
much,
up happening with that, by the way? Like the end?
I honestly don't know. But like,
it was just a meme.
Yeah. What sucks, like being in that position, is the heat around it as a lawyer. It is everywhere. Like it is updated minute by minute everywhere. And there's a lot of cases like that, but that one was.
It's an, crazy. I took a law class for my final senior year, and that's what the trial was going on. And my professor was a lawyer on a side, or side professor. Full-time lawyer. And he was just laughing. He's like, dude, this is not even close of what it's supposed to happen. I wonder if the media got in their heads.
I don't know.
She shit on her own bed, too. I can't believe she took a shit on the bed.
No, I can't either.
Is there people think that like she's not at fault? Or I'm talking insurance. She's not a...
I know what you mean. Like she's...
It's Depp's fault.
I'm sure there are some out there. I mean, when it
she
was...
She shat on the bed.
When they, I don't think most people knew that prior
she
to
She shit on the bed.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. She just steamrolled his pillow. But I think there was a good amount of people during the case. Not majority, but a good amount that were in her favor.
Also, not a good actress. Where's she been as good?
I can't think of her in any.
Now, I'm not
role.
Saying Johnny Depp's like a... Solid dude. I'm sure he's
got range though.
No, I'm talking about like an active person.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, active for sure. He's great.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like, I don't know. Don't care. She shat on the bed.
Yeah.
There's poop on the pillow.
Literally.
On the mattress they were sleeping in.
Yeah, and then Elon Musk, what?
What?
Like, that's who she was dating, too.
After or before?
Kind of during and then after.
Doesn't Elon have, like, 3,000 exes or though?
Yeah, he's got something weird. I mean, he's married now.
Prenup.
I think.
Is there a fourth degree burn?
Fourth has got to be, like, through you, right? You got nothing left.
What are the degree of burns?
First or third. But I don't remember it how shallow a first degree burn is.
It's a good song. Shallow. Third degrees is the highest.
Mm-hmm.
Third degree burns destroy all layers of skin and fat.
Okay, it's down to the bone.
Appear white. I've gone third degree.
Oh.
Well, it was more of a friction based. When I got my finger stuck, it's still right there. Finger stuck in a treadmill. Like,
oh.
It was just white. So maybe, was that the bone or was that new video game, Marvel? Actually did it completely perfect and everyone's surprised.
And it's free.
It's the second most game played on Steam and PC over like Dota and shit. So it's under CSGO, but CSGO, no one plays it. They're just on their gambling, which go for it. I like gambling too, but.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
No, I'm saying it was free.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So much effort. And just in the small things, like the animation of the player cards and stuff like that.
Could you imagine being a game developer, like, all those years and just, like, free?
Yeah, I don't know how that works. You have to, it makes you wonder, like, there's no way they just
How's that work with, like, paying Steam for the game and how does Steam get, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, there's no way they solely depend on microtransactions, right?
I mean, how, that's what Fortnite does.
Well, now they have partnerships.
A lot of them.
Yeah. At the start, it was like that, though. Well,
I bought shit in season one. Well, worked for me.
Actually, Fortnite, in the start, you had to buy Save the World.
I didn't.
That was supposed to be the main game.
Oh, yeah.
And then Battle Royale was supplemental, and then it was like, oh, okay, well.
We need to play more horror games. I want to be scared. Being scared is one of my favorite feelings ever. Well, not real fear, but like recreational.
Yeah.
Controlled fear.
Yes.
Movies, video games are awesome. You control kind of, you know, if you walk through this door, it's something's like, going to happen and it always fucks you up.
Yeah. Like, well, it's like your consequence too.
There's this one streamer or TikTok or creator of this dude. He plays a horror game, but he plays it differently.
Mm.
He'll walk in, see something. Nope. Turns around and leaves.
Really?
Doesn't even play the game. He exits the map or whatever, goes to somewhere else. Every time. Nope, man. Not that's not for me. I'm out. It doesn't even try.
There was this one clip, and I couldn't even tell you who it was or what game it was. But it was one of those where, you know, it's realistic graphics. You have a shotgun with a flashlight. You're looking around. He turns this corner and is looking up at something in this bathroom stall, like a shower or whatever. And he's streaming. Mm-hmm. So somebody donates enough to play some sound effect, and it's like a fart. And it scares him so bad. He flicks the mouse, shoots the shotgun, and since it's like sound activated, then the thing starts chasing him.
Yeah.
And that clip gets me. But I want to play a game like that.
I also was talking about, I want to start over on Hogwarts Legacy and restart.
Yeah, I know. I wish we would have gotten news on the sequel.
I beat the game so fast.
You and I both did.
Like a week.
Yeah. We were just like, we got to play this.
Which,
we played
there
it.
There was a lot to it. Yeah. Yeah,
side 30,
like 36 levels or whatever.
Yeah, well, on like side mission esque wise for
I was
appearance stuff.
Well, I remember when I think the first few levels I upgraded my broom fast as possible so I could fly around fast, and I went to town. I just beat the game so fast and got every. I know you didn't get any curses, but I was killing.
Well, I got all the curses. I just didn't use them.
That's fine,
but.
It was okay. Maybe it wasn't long enough.
The most annoying part was trying to catch all the flying cages.
That's how Queso got famous. Do you remember that?
That's how he got famous from the...
No, from the broom races in Hogwarts Legacy. I remember that. I watched him do it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I was the... No, it's people like, I listened to Drake before anyone else.
Yep.
That's me with Queso.
Really?
I'm telling you. Yeah, he tried to get the world record for the broom races, you know, through the things.
Yeah.
That's all he did. It was people laughed. It was funny because he wanted to get the record. He started there.
Mm, that's cool.
I think it was him. Pretty sure it was him.
As I'll find out.
Yeah, but like that in the Star Wars game, like
it's
hard to replay those, man.
Yeah,
sucks. Thing with like solo games, like you want to be someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's me with Arkham.
Yeah.
I can replay those because I just want to be the Batman.
So Batman.
Could you imagine being Batman?
No.
It'd be so cool. Well, you'd be lonely as fuck.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, you got Alfred. He's a homie.
Yeah.
And the bats.
Yeah, he's cool. Oh, can you imagine, though?
An AI.
Being in that situation where your life, whatever, and you just have this one guy, your butler that raised you, that's the only guy that knows all this stuff, like everything, in and out.
And he's not even like pressured by it.
No.
He's like, yeah, I'm good. He's
like, yeah, I mean, if this explodes, then it explodes.
You know what I also hate? When people try to gatekeep, not gatekeep, but hate when other actors play the same character that another actor did. Like with Michael Caine as Alfred and Andy Serkis.
Yeah.
Like, no, Michael Caine's only, but I'm like, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I will say there are some times where it's like, good luck beating that performance.
Yeah. There's better than others, but like, don't be pissed. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Caine's 98.
Yeah, it's not going to
work. Is he alive?
Yeah.
I hope he's...
He's retired, though.
Good. Because, yeah. Go play golf.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. With your...
I feel like very few older celebrities, men, retire now. They just want more.
Yeah, I know. Clint Eastwood, like we were just talking about. He's still writing stuff.
The movie's coming out soon.
Yeah.
So he's like 93.
Juror number two.
Go sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Not forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go play golf. That's kind of with like politicians. Not even just Trump, obviously. Just everyone. Like, go hang out.
Well, and like the joke now. Where
go in a hot tub. Well, don't do that. Go to pool.
Yeah. Well, there's like the jokes now too of older people having some sort of not all their moment on the internet. And you open the comments and it goes, get this man into Congress. Or stuff like that. It's terrible. But.
Well, that's why it's like tough. It's like everyone was like angry about Biden not being there. And then, yeah, but also like he is 988.
He's in the 70s, 80s.
No, he's in the 80s.
Oh, is he?
He's an old man, dude. Yeah. Let him go play golf. What's with the, like Bernie.
Well, also, what's the point of telling us that the age minimum for presidency is 35? When you literally you hire regularly, almost double that. Yeah. I mean, Obama was an 40s. Exception. Yeah. But.
Well, that's why I just think there's not a fucking 38-year-old fucking genius.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just all of like who you want to follow. So I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird stuff.
I just don't get old people trying to work.
Yeah. Do you think
or like they're trying to talk to a younger generation. I'm like, dude, we are 60 years younger than you.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to listen?
Do you think it is a principle of them being bored? Because like you hear about a lot of people retiring and it's like, I don't know
what to do with myself. I just started golf and I love it. So that's, I mean, Trump's good at golf.
That's true.
Go golf.
You golf, that's 4 hours out of the day.
I think Biden golfs too. They all golf.
Yeah.
They all should. Yeah. It's $3 million for a club, so might as well expend it.
Yep. What would you do, like, as a retired person? Do that. Probably watch movies.
I can't wait to be retired, dude.
I know.
I find myself really... Well, I guess kids and wife does that. Stop playing video games. When do you realistically think it's going to stop?
I don't know about stop. It'll slow down.
It's going to stop.
Well,
see, as I'm saying. It,
what were the... Like, I guess our parents' generation would be the first... To like have video games.
I know
games.
My dad loves them still. He just doesn't have time and tired. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I still don't think I would not. Because like.
That's what I'm saying.
Think about what we have now. I mean, we have the Xbox. We have PCs. Why would it stop?
It's going to stop.
It is. Mm-hmm. Mine won't be a priority or anything.
I don't think it's going to be age. I think it's going to be like a stage of life, to be honest. Right?
It might pause. And then we'll just come back. We'll run it back.
Like 38, you know, Minecraft server.
You're like,
April,
dude,
2nd.
We're starting a realm. And it's like Minecraft version 36.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Wow, that does sound fun right now, too.
It's on version like 20 or something right now. It's not that far off.
Is it gonna, when will that stop? Never, right? It's weird. If those, like Fortnite, will it stop?
Well, ever? They release one update a year. So I would hope it doesn't stop for a minute because.
But like, when will, is TikTok getting banned?
I don't know. I think it might have been.
There's so many rumors.
Either delayed or whatever, because Trump also said
he
something.
He wants it or no?
Yeah, he said something about, oh, maybe we got to keep this little sucker around. Because his point was he thinks it helped him in the election.
Definitely probably did. Social media.
Probably.
Yeah.
So I think he's trying to keep it around, which as far as this goes, good. As far as watching, not good.
I'll go in there for hours. I'm like, oh, shit, I got to work.
I set like a duration max for me. So it reminds me like 20 minutes.
Per day?
Well, it'll be like 20 minutes will pop up and it'll be like, hey, you've reached 20 minutes and you can either snooze for 10 minutes or
actually in a row?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not daily limit. It's a period limit.
Yep. You That's can have a daily limit.
What would you put it?
Realistically?
You send me a jillion, so.
I know, realistic.
It's not a number.
It has to be.
A jillion?
Probably.
I don't know. That's a name.
Yeah. Probably should be like 30 to 45 minutes.
What do you actually do? Is my question.
What do I actually look at it?
No, how long a day do you think you look at it without looking?
It's up there now.
Yeah?
Well, I am on break too.
No, just come on. Give me an answer.
Average, probably hour and a half.
That's not terrible.
It's...
The fact that 24 hours a day and you're on one app for an hour and a half is crazy, I guess. Okay. But I think compared to other people, you're okay.
If you're asleep 6 to 8, you know, you have 16 hours left in your day, roughly.
14 and a half, are you not on TikTok?
And that doesn't even include other games, like Rivals.
Even between Rival games, I'm on TikTok. I don't even think about it.
I am too.
It's so bad.
Well, I've noticed, like, I almost get mad at myself because if I'm in a loading screen or as soon as... there's like a commercial break or ads in a YouTube video.
It's crazy how I just go to it without thinking. And yeah, just,
it's like a reflex now. I want to not do that anymore. I see your look of disgust while looking at your phone. You're like, this thing. Maybe we just need like a retreat. I would totally go to a cabin for like a month.
I just want to angrily flip my flip phone down and close it one time. Just. Fuck, man.
Tidy as shit, Sal.
Why don't you call your wife?
That's funny. Why don't you call your wife? No, I would. So are you going to a cabin for a couple weeks then? And then...
Well, that's what I wanted to do also. Get a group and go to Phelps, Wisconsin or something up north there. Mm-hmm. And like a resort with no phones.
Yeah. I'd be down.
I don't even want to... I'm fishing. I'm like... I want to go on a boat at 6 a.m. just sit there.
Like watch the sunrise.
I don't care about that. I just want to sit there. No phone.
Peace.
I guess. But like,
it'd be cool to have like three, like depending on how many go, a small boat per person and just go in different parts of the lake and every once in a while. Wave.
Did you catch anything? No, not yet.
No, I'm just looking. what would you want to do? I would totally bring a bow and just try to hit trees or something.
What bow do you have?
I'd buy one.
The automatic trigger one or the one you have to pull back? You have to pull it back.
I wouldn't get
back.
A crossbow. I'd get it like a bow. You know,
it's hard to pull it back. Yeah, like train.
I know.
Okay. What would you shoot?
Targets.
What are the targets?
Some like trees.
Well, you ever want to hunt? I don't get it.
I don't have anything against it. It just doesn't seem fun to me.
Sit there for hours to shoot a deer that was just looking for a berry. Like, dude.
Yep. And then you eat it. Like, okay, well.
Have you seen that one comedy skit where, like, when people think hunting's a game mm-hmm. or a sport, I should say, but that dude's like, the other enemy does it, or the other team doesn't know that they're playing. How's it a sport?
Yeah.
So it gets me. No, I mean, if you eat it, go for it.
Well, I mean, venison, I'd like venison a good amount, but not enough to, like, and it's not even a matter of, oh, I don't want to do that because it's too much work. It just doesn't seem interesting at all to me.
I do want to shoot a bow, though. Mm-hmm. But, like, from Brave.
Oh, like an old bow.
Yeah, the chance to change of fate to wood. Yeah, I would.
Remember the old archery, like, pigeon? Like, the mobile game? That's like
yeah.
Pigeon something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would play that a lot, and I'd tear it up. I'd win with that. So I think I could do it in real life, probably. I had this old like kid bow when I was little and shoot it at a hay target. There's some weird corners of TikTok though, back on that, where there's this guy who's proficient in, you know, like a measuring square.
Yeah.
The metal square. Like
throwing it at a tree and catching it.
And it sounds like.
That was really good.
I didn't think I could do that either.
Yeah, throws it in a tree and catches it.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What are you training for? That's like a random person you run into in The Walking Dead. It's like some weird dude is good at something or has some sort of makeshift.
Who are those people on TikTok that have the weirdest skills? Like, and then the main comment's always, what is this dude training for?
Like the guy who sent me this throwing the ball against
and the wall. And just...
It's like, it's almost like he's moving one of those fushigis.
Yeah.
Like the clear glass.
It's
ball.
Like his elbow and wrist are in one, too. It's just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the guy that throws. Yeah. That. Oh my God. Off the tree. And just. I can't even do that voice again.
However, I did it.
Hey, don't try again. It was good the first time.
Yeah. Sums it up. We want to go on a retreat. Also, Vegas.
Wanna we want to go to the most technological place in America. Then we also want to go in the
boat.
Absolutely nowhere.
Dude, imagine. Okay. If we go to a cabin, though. How cabin-y you want it? You want it just be a house out there, or do you want it to be like, I got to chop some wood quick, put in the fireplace?
I don't have a beer to do that.
You can still do it.
No, I need a beard.
We'll draw it on.
I can't grow a beard anyway, so.
I can't either. I got some chin stuff, maybe. That's about it.
I don't. It's one of those things where I don't want a beard, but I want to have a choice to have it. You know what I mean?
We were talking about this
like
yesterday.
Fucking rude.
Yeah. At least let me tell you no.
Yeah. I want to shave.
Anything else from your end? I don't got anything else additional that's worthy.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye, Mom.
I forgot about that.